Greetings in Jesus' name on this 28th day of September, the year of our Lord, 2020. It's currently 66 degrees here in Sanford, Maine, under extreme foggy conditions. Going to be kind of rainy this week, and we welcome that. We are in a drought here in the state of Maine, and we welcome any and all rain that the Lord sends our way. My, the showers of blessings fell yesterday all day long, as I emphasized the love of Christ and loving one another all day long yesterday out of Galatians chapter number 6. Bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. And that great law of Christ is, this is my commandment, that ye love one another. And we sing that song growing up, and we should sing it throughout the day. This is my commandment, that ye love one another, that your joy may be full. Oh yes, that's what we need to be doing. And we appreciate the goodness of our great God and how he moved in the services. Continue to pray for us as they are reporting things that are just wicked all over this state. And now they've reported where we live. And I don't know what the reason of that is, but we are on watch now because of the wickedness that is going on around us. And we are trusting the Lord for his guiding care and his protection. Thank you again for your love and your support and your prayers for us as we plow on for the Savior here in this mission field of Maine. I want you to take the Word of God and look with me in Ephesians chapter number 2, where the Bible says, "And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins." Thank God for the Bible truth that we've been made alive. I once was dead in my sins, dead in my trespasses and sins, but thank God he hath quickened me. I am today alive in Christ. Boy, that'll make you want to pull off the side of the road and run around your car a couple times and shout the victory, saying, thank God, I'm glad that I am alive in Christ. Our past was such a tattered past. Verse number 2 says, "Wherein in time past he walked according to the course of this world." That's what happens pre-conversion. That's what happens pre-salvation. That we walk according to the course of this world. That's what's going on with individuals around us today. They're walking according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. That would be Satan himself that is directing those that are walking according to the course of this world, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. And my, what an awful spirit that is, that is working in the children of disobedience. People are visceral. People would love to destroy others. They would love to kill others. They're filled with anger. And that's the way it was before we found Christ, or better worded, before he found us. And he says in verse 3, "Among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." What a tattered past that every one of us had before Jesus Christ found us and saved us. But verse number 4 is the capstone. Verse number 4 is the high mark of this chapter, where it says, "But God." Thank God for this holy conjunction. But God, "who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved." This is shouting grounds, because we once was lost, but now I'm found. Thank God for the grace of our Lord and how he has saved us. Even when we were dead in our sins, he has quickened us together. And because of that, today we are alive in Christ. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.